Hello, thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Elijah. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge that I have that you put on my account. Okay, my name is Paul Meredith.
Okay.
And this is a charge my Capital One account. Apparently, I must have gotten a pay, something from you on a reference to a like a Lowe's or something free gift. And you make a choice. I chose an item. It came out to be like $8 and some odd cents for the service and shipping. Now I got another hit on my bank yesterday for $67.32 from you all, and I did not authorize it.
Okay, can I get a confirmation on your address where the account is?
What the account? I have no idea what the account. What you? Oh, the address. Oh, 5720 Southwest 54th Terrace, Davie, Florida 33314.
Okay, thank you.
Like I said, I since it came from like either Lowe's or Home Depot, one of those as far as the initial contact information, and then it they had something on there was a drone that they said, well, okay, I could get that, and then they came up with the charges, like I said, for $8 and some odd cents, I guess, or $8.25 on the 10th it hit my account. And then, like I said, yesterday it hit another one for $67.32, and I did not authorize anything on that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I have the account code. I did see where you paid $8.25 for a Stealth Elite drone.
That was it. Like I said, it was supposed to be free, except for whatever service charges they did for, like I said, a total of $8.25, I believe it said it was, yeah.
So it looked like when you purchased that Stealth Elite drone, you basically bundled into a Consumer Direct Savings Store subscription.
Like I say, whatever was down on there, I told him no, I did not want anything else, to do with it.
In the terms and conditions.
It was listed what in my condition? I'm going to tell you something. I'm 80 fucking years old, okay? I'm sorry about language, but I'm really, really upset about being taken advantage of. I want that thing taken off of there. I don't give a damn to take and give me back my $8 and something and tell the rest of it to cram it. But I am not going to, like I say, when I read whatever I was reading on there, there was nothing on me paying any additional anything because I did not want any of those. Because I looked to make sure that I was not, signing up for anything additional. And if it's down there in small print, then you're screwing around with me, and that would be a big problem. Like I said, you all are doing a bunch of this crap. When come through a legitimate company, say this, say that, oh, yeah, because of this and that, and next thing you know, I'm getting screwed over by somebody. Like I say, at 80, it would not be a good rep for you all because of the fact that, you know, somebody fooling around with money like that. I will follow up on it. Are you still there?
Okay, what I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund in the amount of $67.32.
No, I don't want any refund. I want the full refund because somebody screwed up on me, and I'm not going to, you know, accept that. You either put me on with a supervisor or somebody because you all did something to me that I did not authorize. Like I said, I'm really, really PO because of the fact that you all are going here through Home Depot or Lowe's and using them as a come up, saying that I won something from them, and then you screw around with me. That's not right. Okay, right now it's still pending on my account. I just want it wiped off there. I do not want anything to do with it anymore.
Okay, I can offer you a 50% refund, sir.
I told you I don't want anything to do with it. I did not authorize it. I don't care how much of a refund you I want it to wipe off my book. I don't want to pay a cent for anything. And in all regards, I prefer to get my $8.25 back also. Like I say, I mean, this is bullcrap. That's whatever you all are doing there. And I'm sure that I can sure find a way to find out how illegal this is, that what you did to me. Remember, as a senior, you're going to look at it very carefully. Like I say, whether you think I messed up or not or whatever, I did not authorize it. And like I said, I'm notifying you all that I did not authorize it. So from there, we'll see where that goes. I mean, if that's what you're playing around with, then Capital One will take over from there. I say maybe it's your job to try to get this all resolved this way, but it's not going to work. I am not going to authorize it. I don't make enough money. I'm, you know, on Social Security only, and I, you know, this year I think, oh wow, gee, it'd be nice finally to get something back from Home Depot or Lowe's, whichever one it was, that, you know, because of my loyalty to them.
You left your number, so it's going to be your call, so it depends on what product. And I'm just waiting for you to be in the mode for you to be in the mode with that account.
Okay, sir, I can also offer you a 75% refund.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I can also offer you a 75% refund.
Do you understand what I said to you? I did not authorize this. I want the full district account cleared and wiped off and everything, whatever I paid, back. You know, like I say, you keep trying to offer me a refund. Now, what maybe the best thing you do is get a supervisor on there, because I'm not going to take, you know, reduction. I don't want a refund on something I didn't buy. If I had bought something, that's the one thing. I did not buy it. I have not received anything. So I just, you know, I want this transaction cleared. Like I said, I mean, all I'm doing is going back and forth with you, and I'm repeating what I say, the same thing. I did not authorize it. You all did something to mess around with me, you know, to pay an extra, you know. When somebody has a thing that says free gift, you know, take this, you know, offer this, and then, okay, fine, I pay the service charges, $8.25. That was reasonable because, okay, fine, I finally got something nice that, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot, whichever one it was, you know, basically because I was their client, I got something for them. But now I'm being hit by a third party that says, oh, I did this, I did that. No, I didn't do this or do that. When things came up and offered me a second unit for half price or this or that, I said, no, thank you. I did not want anything other than the fact that the item that you all were going to send me, period. That was all I was, you know, the drone is what that was supposed to be sent to me, and I thought it would be nice for me to have something for myself for a change. Like I say, I don't know if my talking just going over your head or whatever, but I am not going to allow this to go on. The point is that I don't care what it is that you're offering me, because of the fact the one thing that I was supposed to be getting is the one thing only. I don't know what the heck you're all trying to charge me for something that I didn't buy, I didn't authorize, and I am not going to, you know, authorize. I just do not need this to happen, you know, go on my Capital One account, because that means I have to pay more money. I don't have the money to pay it. And the whole point was is the fact that you all have something that you were supposed to be sending me, and I paid the service charges that was for that, and that's all I expected. I did not expect them to try to do anything additional. I'd like to know if you're still doing anything there, other than sitting there waiting for me to hang up.
Yes, I'm just getting a processor. Okay, so I just got a refund process successfully for you, issuing your account 3 to 5 business days.
I'm sorry, can you speak a little louder?
I just got a refund process successfully for you, and it should be in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, fine. Like I say, I'm sorry there has to be, you know, this way. I know you have a job to do, but like I say, this company, I don't know about it. I'm hoping, I don't know if you're working for a third company besides the one that did this, but I can't even find them on the internet, so I don't know what they're doing and why they're so hard to find. But like I say, you have a blessed Christmas. So you have to be the one to put up with stuff like this.
You too.
All right. And you take care and have a blessed and safe holiday.